Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Happy Monday, June 15th. How are you this lovely morning? I hope that you are blessed. I hope that you are good. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us all together this morning and allowing us to have a fire in us. I don't understand this song came on the radio. This is my song, Start a Fire in Me. I sung it all night last night on my New Year's Eve celebration. And now here's today, my New Year's, my birthday, and the song is on the radio. God is so faithful. If we just put it out there that we want to be on fire for Him, He will give us all the reminders that we need, everything that we need to let the fire burn in us. He will pour in us everything that we need, because that's just how awesome He is. And that's my prayer for you today, that you have a fire that's so strong that can't burn out despite your situation, despite your circumstances. Your fire just continues to burn and burn and burn and burn. Scripture I'm reading from this morning is from Galatians. It is, but the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the work which His presence within accomplishes, is love, joy, gladness, peace, patience, and even temper, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, meekness, humility, self-control, self-restraint. Against such things, there is no law that can bring a charge. Galatians 5, 22 and 23. And the Amplified Version, in the beginning, you never really see this if you just read the King James Version, but the Amplified Version says, but the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the work which His presence within accomplishes. So that's the thing, the light of fire in me, the be with me, come within my soul, inviting the Spirit to be with us. That helps to walk the fruit of the Spirit. We can't walk the fruit of the Spirit by ourselves. There's no way in the world that we can have the patience that we need, the love that we need, the joy that we need, the kindness, the goodness, the gentleness, self-control. We can't have none of that without the Holy Spirit, without the Spirit of God dwelling within us. Every day you wake up and every night you go to bed, you ask the Lord. Again, you may not remember these scriptures. You know, it's for us to walk in it, and everybody can't remember it and won't remember it. But if you remember to say, start a fire in me, light me up, fill me up with you, it comes with His fruit. It comes with all things that are good. It comes with all things that are just. It comes with things of the Lord. It's an everyday battle. If you ask yourself this, if you have to set your alarm every 20 minutes to go off and say fire, to go off and say Spirit, or to go off and say remind you of who you are, if you got to do that, because whatever it takes to get this zest in you, this patience in you, this love in you, this joy in you, do that, because it's something that each and every day I look forward to. I am so excited to be 39 years old and to say that, yes, I've enjoyed love all my life. I enjoyed being a happy child. I enjoyed giving to others. But I can only say that it's been 9 faithful years where I've truly felt the joy, truly felt the love, truly felt what it feels like to have a fire in me. I can't say that I felt this in my 20s, because in my 20s, in my teens, I was very short-tempered. You do me something, I'm going to give you something back. You hurt me, I'm going to hurt you back. And once I experienced and felt this, I don't want nothing else. I don't want nothing else. And I even guard myself when, hey, I love everybody, but I'm not going to be around everybody because everybody ain't for you. And everybody is not your test every day. You don't have to go on a test every day. If a child has to take a test to get out of the kindergarten every day, why are we sending them? You could stay home and learn with mom or dad. No. You walk in love. You forgive. But some people, you just can't be around because those people will be the ones who make you forget about those fruits of the spirit, who really push you to the ledge where you got to continue fighting to fall, fighting to not fall in. But then your body gets weary and beat down from having to go through that every day. That's not of God. You can't tell me it is. So there's got some people who I can see, and I know they miss me, and I miss them too. But the way my joy is set up, the way that my love is set up, the way that this fire is set up, I'm going to just encourage you from over here. And I know that because I can do that and because I can walk in love, they're getting fed, and I'm getting fed to keep moving forward from a distance. So you just got to know your limits. Know we need to be around, but know that this fire is something that you want in you constantly, moment by moment, day by day. Father God, I thank you for this fire, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for waking us up another day, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for all those who are celebrating a new year today, Lord God. And it may not have to be their birthday. Let it be their new year, Lord God, to start fresh, Lord God, to have the fire come into them, Lord God, so they can move forward into who you call them to be, Lord God. Let their fire, Lord God, burn like never before, Lord God. Let them celebrate this day, Lord God, with peace, with joy, with love, with forbearance, with energy, with positivity. Lord God, let it be you in them, Lord God. Let others know it's you in them, Lord God. Let others know it's you and me when they see us, Lord God. Lord God, allow us to be there for someone today, Lord God, who is at their weakest, Lord God, who need a word, who need some joy, who need to see a smile, who need a hug. Let us be that today, Lord God. Even if it's just our smile, let us smile, Lord God, so others can know who we are, Lord God. Just this morning, Lord God, I pray that you would touch those women that's in the drive-thru, Lord God, who are at work so early, Lord God, and they're going through, Lord God, and they're trying to find their peace, Lord God. Touch their hearts. I pray, Lord God, that my smile and my good morning, beautiful, I pray that they would go with them throughout the day, Lord God, so they can know who they are in you, Lord God, and know that they're not just there, Lord God, to serve people coming through the drive-thru, Lord God, but to be a representation of you, Lord God, to show up for you, Lord God, and know that when you bless us with these jobs, Lord God, it's not just about a paycheck, Lord God, but it's for us to be something to someone else who's going to come there, someone who may need us, Lord God. Let us be our full selves. Let us have the courage to be who you called us to be today, Lord God. Let the fire be ignited, Lord God. Let it be us, Lord God. Bring healing today, Lord God. Touch bodies, Lord God. Let your fire go through the bones, through the cells, Lord God, through the muscles, through the stomachs, Lord God, through the heads, through our bloodstreams, Lord God, through every part of our body, Lord God, from the top of our soul, Lord God, to the bottom of our feet. Let your healing prevail, Lord God, so that we can go out and be who you called us to be. And even, Lord God, if the healing doesn't come today, let us not murmur. Let us not wail out and letting our illnesses keep us from being who you called us to be, Lord God. But let us be all in the fullness of your glory and the goodness, Lord God, that we can go out and look like the fruits of the Spirit. So that when people see us standing strong as a tree, they will know us by our fruit, Lord God. It's in Jesus' name we come to you this morning, and we give you thanks, we give you glory, and we give you honor and praise. Hallelujah, Lord God. You are King of all kings and Lord of all lords. You do not fail us. You will not fail us. You are a God that does not lie. And we thank you and we glorify your name. Love, go out today and be great. Be blessed. Be loved. Let that fire burn. Ask for the fire. Show the fire. Share the fire. Be the fire. I love you so much. Have an amazing day. God bless you.